This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
I've just finished doing the serious hard yards for this interview. I put my kid to bed, poured a glass of vino. I just binge watched the new L Word, the L Word Generation Q. It's been 10 years since this iconic lesbian queer show finished up. And oh God, it's so worth it. I'm super fangirling right now because we have on the phone one of the stars of the show, Leo Sheng, the gorgeous actor to play Mika, is with us right now. Hello. Hello, Leo.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it's so exciting. Now, I need to tell you, I'm genuinely devastated. I got to the end and practically yelled at the telly. How dare that be the end? How long do we have to wait for season two of Gen Q?
We actually just got the confirmation about season two a couple weeks ago, so I think the details are still being ironed out. But, I'm going to hope for this year. But
It is happening.
It is.
Look, now the L Word back in the 2000s was everything, like especially for someone like myself, young queers, especially the lesbian community, it was huge. Now, I grew up in the most isolated city in the world, yet every week during the L Word, the gay bar would air it on the big screen, essentially giving us lesbians just one night a week. That was ours. How has it been to come into a show that means so much to so many people?
It's such a massive honor. It's, you know, these stories. I mean, I was watching it when I was younger and I was, you know, I saw what it meant to people. I see what it means to people. Like you said, you know, it brought communities together. It provided a space for people to talk and see themselves. And so it's been a massive honor. It's been such a joy, such a thrill, really.
Oh my God! Look, I've really ramrode Tom with this one because they were all questions that I wanted to ask. And poor Tom, he's sitting here. He's definitely the Batman of our team, and I'm the Robin. And this is the first segment where I'm like, I really want this one, Tom. And he's sitting there going, "Well, I didn't really watch the L Word.
I never watched the L Word. So for someone like myself who's never seen it, what's it about? Is it a soap opera? Is it a story? Are we talking about porn here? Yeah.
there's elements to variations of all of those. The original L Word really was a look. It was a very intimate look at lesbian life in LA, and it was showing the ups and downs of, you know, everyday folks who happen to be lesbians, professional jobs and relationships and marriage and parenting. And what our sequel, we're calling our sequel, kind of does is expands on that world just a little bit. So we are still in LA. We're in Silver Lake now is kind of the focus. And, we get a chance to revisit some of these incredibly iconic characters, Bets, Alice and Shane.
We call her Shano in Australia because we put O's on the end of everything. So you'd even be Leo O.
I'll take it.
Look, I've started following you, and I've noticed that you use your platform to allow the world to see your transition and see the incredible obstacles and even, sadly, discrimination that you and many trans people in general are facing. How important is representation to you?
I mean, I just got back from Sundance where I had the incredible pleasure of being part of a documentary called Disclosure it analyzes the last 100 years of trans representation on screen. And it kind of dives into, you know, early film where men would be in dresses and it was like this huge joke and the way we've evolved to telling stories that are still being kind of finding what the right stories are, quote unquote, right? Because, you know, there's so many experiences that trans people have, and so it's incredibly important to see not just, you know, trans people on screen, but also positive depictions of trans people. Stories where we're not always being, you know, killed off. Predominantly trans women in film have been often, you know, their characters are murdered or killed off somehow. And we're getting to a place, I think, where we get to see, you know, trans people thriving and happy and enjoying life.
And that's very important. But I want to ask you one crazy question here. I believe there's a character called Finley, and the armpit hair is fantastic. But I want to know, is it the real deal, or do they use like an armpit merkin for the job?
You know, what I love about this is that so many people have questions about it. you know, Finley, Jack, to my understanding, you know, and it was real. I think I know halfway through the season, I think she had an event that she went to, and so they had to kind of use false hair towards the end of the season. But no, in the beginning, through episodes.
So yeah. There may be a little of the fake hair situation, but I'm very excited by that. Look, there's a line that your character says in the show to your mum while she's trying to show photos, baby photos of you. It's very powerful, and yet something I personally found a pretty confronting. Maybe because I'm a mama of a little girl who I want to grow up to be everything, and at the same time, your character Mika says, which we would say Micah over here, by the way, Mika says, "Stop, Mum, that little girl is dead." Now, that line was full on for me, but is that a line that resonates with your journey and transitioning too?
You know, I can't say that I've felt that same way. You know, that, I mean, that, like you said, as you're speaking as a parent, and I've had a few parents reach out to me and share how heavy that weighed on them. And I think, you know, that line does pack. That phrase carries a lot of weight. It carries a lot of power. I am very fortunate to have had parents and family and people in my life who, you know, even if it took them a little while processing everything and getting my gender identity, you know, understanding that and the pronouns of my name right, you know, I'm very fortunate that I haven't felt that way or felt the need to express myself that way. But I do know folks who have, you know, who view their pre-life pre-transition that way because, you know, people in their life can't really understand it unless they say something like that, which is really unfortunate. But, you know, Micah, that's just one experience. I think it's important to think about.
Yeah, no. So on what you actually asked, so just last, what you just said, sorry, with the pronouns, is it something that you can feel that people are nervous about? Is it something, because I'm in the community where this is, you know, I know that I sometimes get it wrong and I feel in my gut that I've really stuffed up. How offensive is it when you know it's a genuine mistake?
You know, that's a really good question. And I think it's an ongoing conversation because I think, you know, I think everyone will have a different answer. I think we talk about, you know, community conversations are about, you know, intent versus impact. And also that, sure, you know, it can be really hard to kind of shift your view of a person. And you know, I personally will probably kind of, you know, remind someone just not even like call them out fully, just say the correct pronoun. It's hard though. It is hard, especially I think for folks who have that experience, you know, maybe on a daily basis where they're constantly being misgendered. But really it's such an important piece of this conversation because language is always changing, and as we understand gender to be fluid sometimes for folks, and pronouns that they can change, you know, for folks daily. And so I guess to answer your question, it's a hard conversation to have with folks, but it's also super important.
Oh, you have been amazing. Sorry, go, Tom. Sorry.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Hopefully in the future, we are going to see you here in Australia, in the flesh, because we do know you've got lots of fans down here, and I can only imagine after everyone watches the new season, it'll only get bigger.
Oh, you can catch the whole...
Oh, yes. I've never been.
Oh, please come. I've got a spare bed. I've got a fold-out couch that I'll go in so you can have mine. You can catch the whole season of the L-Word Generation Q and the wonderful Leo Shang only on Stan. And follow Leo Shang on Instagram. It is truly a very, very, very good platform, and I appreciate you a lot.
I have been stalking this morning. Thank you, Leo.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune into 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au, or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.